Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. A few episodes ago, I decided I was going to open up a little bit, always going to cover the hard stuff, the stuff where we get to the bottom of things, the stuff where we unapologetically come to our conclusion because we talk about and emphasize and do not forget very, very important facts that narratives want us to forget. So never going to stop being very solid and hard and very aggressive with that stuff, but also decided let's open up a little bit and talk about some other more, you know, psychological things like that. In so doing, part of the reason for that, I should say, is that went to a seminar a couple weeks ago with Kim and some other folks, and so I'm thinking of that, you know, trying to figure out how to release my own limitations a little bit. And as I'm looking at some of these things and even trying to set up meetings locally with people, which is a weird thing for me, I'm quite introverted, who are trying to follow the same path so that we have a little bit of fellowship and, you know, a little bit of very soft self-accountability, but more, you know, let's just talk about this and support each other as opposed to accountability per se, is that the idea of giving yourself permission expressly to change is very important. So a couple of contexts for this is both in manifesting, which is a technique by which you think through what you want to do, and then you go through a series of steps, six or seven, depending on where you look, by which you get yourself in the state to ask for that and then to look for and then to decide what you should do next. Another context for this is something called belief breakthroughs, where you try to understand what your core belief is, a core belief that's holding you back. And then by the end of the process, you have to decide not just that you disagree with that belief or that you've discovered it, but rather that you are replacing it. So in both of those contexts, it's really important that you give yourself permission. Now, I'm reminding myself, because all of this is reminding myself. I am never speaking down because I have too much work to do to be speaking down as far as personal success. I do fine. I'm doing as well as I've ever done. But boy, versus where I could and should be, given my abilities and my energy to put towards things, I'm not there. So when I talk about these types of things, I am reminding myself and hopefully helping you. And maybe that, you know, helps some karma or something. I don't know. So there's those two contexts, and we're going to discuss them and how they work into those two contexts. And then maybe a third one called the manifesto. And you could say that it at least overlaps with a manifesto. So if you are going to give yourself permission to change, it kind of has to be expressed. So in the belief breakthrough, you can look this up. You find it described in many different ways in the internet. And it could be that Kelly Walker, who Kim and I went to here in the last couple of weeks, her drive-through book of manifesting might cover that. The seminar that we went to, she discussed it. I didn't buy the book. Certainly that discovers that covers the manifesting that we'll talk about. I just don't know for sure if it covers belief breakthroughs as well. But for the belief breakthrough, you're trying to find some core limiting belief. I'm not going to go through all the steps, but one of the steps is to give yourself permission after you've discovered what that belief is, after maybe you've tied it to, you know, some memory where you first really, really had that belief. Is it a memory that gave you that belief? And then as you go, boy, that is a very limiting belief. You then, before you decide to release it and decide to take on a new one, you get into a spot where you kind of are in an intuitive way and in a soft way, giving you permission to change that. And then expressly, you give yourself permission to change that. And if you don't give yourself permission to change, you could be this great observer of all your limits. What we make a mistake of, an analogy is, I realize today Louis C.K.'s humor is sometimes about this, and this is what logical people who don't feel they're fully manifested will do, like me. They'll say, well, I am able to observe and therefore have humility about my weaknesses, about my limitations. And that's fine that you can observe, but don't identify and have like some investment in that observation of your limitations. Well, the problem is you probably kind of do, but don't, you know, really, really identify with it. Like, I know who I am, and this is where, these are my weaknesses. Is it who you are? Because if it's who you are, then your self-conscious is going to back up that belief. And if that's true, then it's going to find the narratives, your self-narratives that back that up. So in order for that to change, if it's identifying or if it's just kind of a subtle belief, if it's something you expressly say to people accidentally, you know, when you describe yourself, then you're going to need to give yourself permission to actively change that. If you don't give yourself permission, then you're going to go fat, dumb, and happy, kind of observe it, and then still follow up with it. You're still going to follow it, right? So don't let, say, a belief breakthrough type of a thing where you're trying to change a belief just become an observation of your bad beliefs. I'll give another analogy. It's then, you ever meet somebody who believes that they'll never heal? And again, as we look at patterns, we're not trying to crucify or judge any particular person. Sometimes they have very good reasons that they can't heal. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking as a pattern and as a continuum. Do you know some people who are closer to the continuum of it's almost like they self-perpetuate because it's like they never believe that any of their injuries are anything more than that's what I am now because I had this injury last year and don't remember I had the one from 3 years before. That's still bothering me. And the one from last month, that's bothering me. And nothing ever seems to get different because they now overly self-identify as a sum of their injuries. Well, you can overly self-identify too, or even just subtly, with the sum of the limitations that you've observed. And here you are being a humble person. I'm not perfect. Look at all the things I got wrong with me. And you identify with, well, my problem is, yes, am I this, this, and this, which is positive? Yeah, but I'm aware of that, and that makes me humble because I'm aware of all of my limitations. Well, you become aware of all those limitations. Well, that's fine, but if you're not careful, you know, that can be how you define yourself. And so if you're ever doing a particular exercise to try to undefine yourself or try to move to something different, to try to get past your own momentum right now, your inertia, you know, bodies at rest tend to stay at rest, bodies in motion tend to stay in motion. But remember, bodies at motion tend to stay in motion in the direction and speed that they are already going outside of external forces being applied to them. That's the other part of the law of inertia, right? And so are you going someplace? Yes. But are you limiting yourself? How do you apply that external force so that you move in a different direction or move faster in a good direction, so on and so forth? It can't just be that you still believe in the same thing, or it's still the same force that's pushing you in the same direction. And so you've got to specifically decide if you want to say, I want to go faster, I want to go in a different direction, you've got to change that law of inertia, if you will. You've got to then decide specifically, okay, these are the forces I've applied to myself to this point. How do I change them? And you've got to give yourself permission to change them. Otherwise, you're just observing what's going on with the space capsule that's moving through space. You're reverse engineering why it's going that fast in that direction. You're not applying a different force. And the other thing, so there's the belief breakthrough that is a specific step in. And then I'll say that I'm trying to decide if this is express or if it's just implied inside some other steps for manifesting, which is a different step. Remember, manifesting is going, okay, let me think through what I want. And now let me deliberately both think through what I want and it's something good, and then try to get to getting to a step to get there. So you see how this sounds familiar, or I should say sounds similar. In a way, you could say that all of these steps are kind of the giving you permission to change. Okay, so depending on where you look, there's, yeah, I don't know, 6 to 7 steps. And a lot of this is like, you have to, please go check out Kelly Walker's book, Drive Through Manifesting. Again, I haven't bought it yet, but she was the one who's the seminar that we went to. And her book is more specific than this, so I'm not giving away the secret sauce here. She applies a different way to look at and consider things and adds a lot more things that I'm adding here. These are off the top of my head, but there are steps like, you know, what is it that I want? And that you have to visualize, you know, what does that look like to me in specifics? And see how that's kind of giving you permission to change. You're really spending a lot of time on what your future would look like. And you have to really say what you want, right? And if you say what you want, therefore you're giving yourself permission to change, right? At least impliedly, because you are saying that these things are true. And if it's a difference, which that's what you're trying to manifest is something different, you are giving your, you know, you are giving yourself that permission. And so it is built into manifesting too, that you have to give yourself permission. You can't just be an outside observer of the problems. Remember, that's what you can do with your cousin who has problems. It's like, man, that person, she is so talented, but she gets in her own way. Well, see how you can observe that, but you can't give her permission to change, not in a way that she can then move from. You know how you try to, you know, the whole lead a horse to water? You can't, at some point, you just have to let it go. Here and there, you can try to be a slight outside influence, but if they don't give themselves permission to change, if they don't change, it doesn't matter what you say. There was another quick little analogy I was going to say, and I think I just forgot it. But let's then go to one of the other main tools that you might have read when you're trying to do these changes, and that would be this manifesto. So it's a long thing that you say to yourself in present tense, and you know, it's positive and it's personal, and it's these things. It doesn't have to be long. Mine is long right now. And again, I'm reminding myself, not speaking down to you, but I just am going to say these are things where you're reminding yourself where you want to be, what your mindset is, what you believe. And but part of what you believe in your manifesto statement that you say every day is things that are contrary to what you used to believe, right? And so a lot of times when you're thinking of these belief breakthroughs and you found these core beliefs that have not been helping you, yeah, you've done that situation, but maybe you haven't done that particular exercise. But part of what you're doing with your manifesto that lists all these things that you are, you know, I come across as, I am easily sociable with people. I know my value and express it easily and constantly. People see me for the incredible value that I am constantly offering. Whatever your various manifesto statements like that might be, even that is like giving yourself permission to change, right? Because you have written in these new outlooks, these new beliefs. And the more you say them, the idea is the more you release that subconscious, supposedly limiting belief that is contrary to this. All right, guys, just wanted to talk about that. As I said, open up a little bit. And I just realize that commonality, this idea of giving yourself permission to change. And that's very important. Remember, observing your limitations is really nice, but it's not the same as changing them. And then can you change them, or is it really just continuing to observe them if you don't give yourself permission to change? Is it going to be that there's some kind of subconscious problem there? Where yes, you your mind still says, yeah, but it's a contradiction because that's not what I really am. And once you give yourself permission to change, and is it then that you can now see yourself presently as different than that? And yeah, is it going to come out in the wash eventually? Yeah, that's fine. But your belief is now changed if you've given yourself that permission. So just consider that as you move forward, hopefully on the journey to better yourself. Again, I am not speaking down to anyone. I am a great philosopher and observer, but be careful when you just observe limits within yourself. Thanks, guys.